embracing loving the skin I am helps my self-esteem. As I said in previous podcast episode 1, a proper introduction, it took me 2 years to learn to love the skin I'm in. My relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing that He loves me the way I am physically helped me to learn how to embrace who I am physically and spiritually, despite my physical limitations. Knowing that He does not look at the outer appearance, but He looks at the heart. So it doesn't matter if you or I was born this way, quote from Lady Gaga, or it happened accidentally. He loves us. Another reason why I'm able to embrace loving the skin I'm in is my family, my support system. Without, I wouldn't be able to do what I can do despite my disability. And my friends, along with God, who sees my potential. My two beautiful children, despite the challenges we've gone through, they are an extra push to keep me going. And my three beautiful grandchildren, they are my everything. They treat me like a normal grandmother with her grandchildren. We play hide and seek, and my granddaughter, who is 3, loves when I sing Baby Shark. And she and my grandson, who is 4, makes me dance in my chair, something I thought I'd never do. I remember when I was younger, I used to see my friends dancing in their wheelchairs, and I would say to myself, that is so dumb. But that was because I hadn't learned to embrace loving the skin I'm in. I remember one day I had asked my grandson to do something for me. His reply was, Grandma, you can do it. You strong, Grandma. You got this. And he's only 4. But that let me know he didn't see my wheelchair, even though he knows I can't walk. Because one day he was doing something, dancing something he was doing. He asked, he does all kinds of things with his legs, like he's breakdancing, and asked me if I could do that, and I said no. He said, I'll do it for you, Grandma. That helps build my self-esteem, knowing that my children and grandchildren see me as Mom or Grandma, even though in earlier stages, my mom and my sister had to do the majority of raising my children, and that, and they taught them early on that I'm their mother, and my son and daughter are doing the same for my grandchildren, and that helps with my self-esteem. And that, my friend, is why I can embrace loving the skin I'm in. Okay, guys, it's your turn. Tell me why you love the skin you're in, and what is your self-esteem doing? Well, that's it for this episode of Life Coach Andrea Lawrence's podcast, Loving the Skin You're In. No one can be you better than you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. If you have any suggestions for future episodes or want to leave a comment on today's topic, until next